Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
The St. Louis-based music duo Aloha Michaud and Rockwell Knuckles have enjoyed a prolific partnership. He's a rapper, she's a singer. Together, they're called the Knuckles.
Honestly, you know, life partners, you know what I mean? Just yeah. if we're working on this, then we're working on that. You know, we're working on a little bit of everything. It's a team sport.
Rocky's a Pisces and I'm a Virgo. And if you know anything about that, they're totally opposite ends of the zodiac.
In the 3 years they've been collaborating, they've recorded hundreds of tracks.
And it got to a point I was like, hey, you want to make like an EP right quick?
So far, though, they have yet to release an album, but that changes this month.
This will be our first like full-length album, and it's like 17 songs because we've recorded so much music. We're like, it's time to like release this stuff.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. And that is Good For Us. It's by the Knuckles. And joining us today to talk about their work is singer Aloha Michaud. Aloha, welcome.
Thank you so much. Hello.
And we're also joined today by rapper Corey Barnett. He's better known as Rockwell Knuckles. So, Rocky, welcome.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone.
So, Aloha, you two have been working together for years. Why release an album now in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, you know, what's funny is that we've actually released two EPs since we started, but this will be our first, like, full-length album, and it's, like, 17 songs because we've recorded so much music. We're like, it's time to, like, release this stuff, and it's a really good time to do it.
You mentioned 17 songs. Are these mostly things that you've been working on during this pandemic, or do these go back even before that?
They go back. I don't know if Rocky wants to touch on it, but we've like recorded like hundreds of songs since we started this band, and we've just brought them together just recently and decided to release them.
So, Rocky, this song that we just played, this Good For Us, it has such a hopeful vibe. Is that generally the tone of your work, or is that just an isolated example right there?
Well, we are exceptionally light and exceptionally dark. So, you know, you get some of the happy and some of the sad. And sometimes somewhere in between. So that song is just, it's what you call being hopeful. We're hoping for the best. You know, this could be good for us because it's all about the greater good. A lot of time we think about self and not the greater good. And so we're trying to talk to people about being selfless. In a moment of extreme selfishness.
I love that. Like, I feel like you can't preach that enough right now. It just seems like such an important message. Aloha, do you feel like we're in this moment in the world where we need people to kind of step up a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. And I just to be a fangirl of my band, like, Rocky and I represent so much of teamwork. A lot of the, all the time. It's funny that this song, we recorded this song, like, almost 4 years ago, and it's like so relevant still today. So I think we definitely live the practice of teamwork, and, you know, knowing that it's not just about one person.
Now, Rocky, you talked about being exceptionally light and exceptionally dark. I understand the two of you are opposites. Is one of you light and the other is dark, or do you both have that within you?
Well, you know, we trade hats every once in a while. You know, I'll wear the dark hat, she'll wear the light hat, and then we'll switch up, you know, depending on the day or the evening or the weather.
Aloha, yeah, does that sound about right?
It does, because if anyone is into zodiac, anything, Rocky's a Pisces and I'm a Virgo. And if you know anything about that, they're totally opposite ends of the zodiac line. Like, I'm there, he's there. We're up, down, or left, or right. It's like, it's nuts.
Does that make it hard sometimes to work together creatively?
Strangely, no. And no, it doesn't. You know, we find like this really odd balance between us. Like I said, we recorded so much music, and that took a lot of balance. So I enjoy working with Rockwell Knuckles.
Well, this is actually the perfect time to mention you guys are partners in life as well as in music. Rocky, which came first, the personal relationship or the musical collaboration?
Well, I've known Aloha for a number of years, you know what I mean? Basically, mm-hmm. since we were like teenagers or of some sort. But she and I started working on a pilot for this really cool TV show that never came off, got off the ground. And while we were working on it, you know, she and I just realized how well we clicked on, we just agreed and laughed and had a good time. And it got to a point I was like, hey, you want to make like an EP right quick, do a quick little project together? And we went in the studio to work on that project and we kind of never stopped because it was just, yeah. Everybody was like, this is so good. Oh, man. I'm like, all right.
And did that then bring you together romantically as well?
Oh, wow. Well,
I mean, honestly, you know, life partners, you know what I mean? Just if we're working on this, then we're working on that. You know, we're working on a little bit of everything. It's a team sport all the way around.
It's a long life.
Well, that just sounds blissful. I understand, though, that you both consider yourself creative people, and I think that's clear in your music work. Is it hard to find somebody to do the administration work, the boring stuff that has to get done to back up that creativity?
Yes. But I guess right now it's a little bittersweet because now artists definitely can build their own platforms and make their business work for them. Like you have Instagram and Facebook and all these major platforms that you don't need, I guess, a major company to explain to people who you are. So it's double work, but I guess in at the end, you're being really truthful and honest about what you want to present to the world. And the work, I guess it balances out and, you know, you win.
Rocky, does that sound right to you too? Having that control maybe is worth having to also be your own administrator.
It's what you call an inevitability. It's just something that has to happen in this day and age. You try to present yourself as best you can to the people who are trying to, they're trying to support you, and you're trying to give them the entertainment that they're looking for because they found out that you're kind of halfway interesting. It's just about, you know, like she said earlier, balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to play. I think anytime we have a musician on, it would be foolish for me to talk too much and not leave some room to listen to the music. We heard this track.
Yay.
Yeah, we heard Good For Us. I want to play now. This is called So Much to Say.
Focusing on last night, that is past tense. Popping in this, acting bitter as a has-been. Clocking dollars every second, trying to cash in. And if somebody want what he got, better ask him. To be honest, you never know me. It's funny how you get orders like you own me. Don't be lost in the wilderness, sad and lonely. Never noticed before right here, I'm the one and only.
That is So Much to Say by The Knuckles. Both members are here with me today. That's Aloha Michaud and Rockwell Knuckles. And Rocky, listening to that track, this is a really gripping song here. What's the story behind this one?
Well, with all of the anarchy that was taking place after Mike Brown had passed, and there was so much confusion and, you know, police brutality at these peaceful protests that were happening in St. Louis, there was so much going on that Aloha just said this one day. She was just like, you people think they know or understand St. Louis. You know, they don't know about us, but they have so much to say about us. They don't know anything about us. And we were like, okay, mark it.
I mean,
we were driving. We started singing this. Like, we were just in the car. You remember that, Rocky? And I just started singing. You don't? I do.
No.
I just started singing it, and it turned into a song. Usually that's how it happens.
So this melody just kind of came to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually I call Rocky kind of like my muse, because he always says something really poignant, or like he has like these one-liners, like a philosopher or something. And to me, it sounds like music, and I would sing it, and it becomes like a hook or a chorus, and before we know it, we have a whole song.
So his conversation inspires the music that you're writing.
Oh, for definitely for me. Rocky, if you didn't know that, yes. You inspire me.
I do have my moments.
Aloha, I got to ask you, you're talking about a very political moment there. And this was obviously a huge moment where, you know, everybody in the world was paying attention to St. Louis. You actually come from a pretty big political family in town. I know you don't use the name Bosley, but you're part of this family that I think everybody knows this family. Do you feel like with the arts, you can make an impact politically?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I just, like, I'm going to sound like a cliche. My dad has always wanted to see the world better, and I just grew up looking at the world through his eyes, too. So, I mean, I just want that. And I'm not necessarily a mayor or an alderperson, but I love music, and I think music is such a universal language that, shoot, if you like a song, we can sit down at a table and hash this out. So I'm definitely on the arts board and with arts and politics. I think they can work together.
So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this album that's coming out, because this is such a big deal. You guys have been recording together, I guess, almost 4 years now, and we're finally getting this album titled Good Timing. What's the thinking behind that name there?
Rocky, you answer this one.
I will, because I came up with it. I was... Well, I mean, just, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it's pretty obvious, you know what I mean, with everything going on. Like, and the way we usually butter our bread is live performances. You know, we've been performing all over the country for the last few years pretty consistently. And we had just did a spot, a performance, and we had licensed a song to the TV show called Good Trouble on ABC Family. Mm-hmm. And that debuted in March, and we had this whole plan of, you know, putting out the album and touring it and doing this, that, and the third. And then the good Lord laughed in our face, or maybe Corona laughed in our face. So with everything going on, and we were all kind of stuck and trapped in the house for a nice while, then, you know, we all took our little COVID test or whatnot, met up with our engineer, and we just started working on her solo album, my solo album, and putting our album together. We were just like, man, she was like, are we going to put this out now? I was like, I mean, hey, good timing, right?
So there's a little sarcasm in that, and yet it feels like in some ways it is good timing. You were able to sort of hunker down and focus on this thing. Was it hard to choose just 17 songs when you have so many you've recorded together?
Yes. Yes, it was. It is. It still is. Like, we sit up still listening to the music, every day. But I would say this album definitely, for me, it sparks a lot of joy. But folks, it's not just so heavy, like, and so, I guess you want to say, dark. Like, yeah, but there's a lot going on. But I think in this album we found some solutions to our attitudes, like, approaching the world right now. So I absolutely adore this album. It's gotten me through some pretty low days, I think, during this time. So I hope it does the same for Knuckles listeners.
Well, Rocky, you mentioned you guys each also have individual projects that you're coming out with relatively soon. You've got an album called Raytown. This is based on the sitcom Mama's Family. How does that sitcom play into what you're rapping about in this solo project?
Well, basically, if anyone has ever seen this, I'm sure a lot of people have not. But for the few folks that used to see it when I was a child, it would come on twice in one night, two episodes in one night on, what was it, Fox, I believe. And then it came on TBS at a different time later on in life. Blah. Basically, the show is about this small family that lives in a small country town, and everyone knows everybody's business. It's a small community of people. They can't stand each other, but they won't let anybody else talk bad about them. All they have is each other.
That sounds weirdly like St. Louis right there.
It's every city has a Raytown.
Yeah.
Every city has a small community of creatives who they may not help each other. They may not really, you know, appreciate each other, but they know that they're all they have. And so that just, I felt like at the time when I started working on this, I was like, yeah, that's my community I live in right now. Good energy. Everybody's an alpha. But you know what? We're all together.
So that album is Raytown. And then Aloha, you also have a project of your own. This is Big Mama Boom Boom.
I love it.
Yeah. What's the story behind that?
That was my little nickname growing up when I was a little girl. My mom and my brothers called me Big Mama Boom Boom because I was just a little juicy little girl.
Healthy,
very healthy and just very imaginative and confident and dramatic, you know, just this super kid who just wanted what you wanted. But I say that Big Mama Boom Boom now, I feel like I've resulted back to that attitude that I had as a child growing up, just that confidence and just ability to make people feel good and happy and just all the joy. So I hope that this album makes, you know, people want to dance, and it's a lot of girl power in it as well. So I'm really excited about it.
Wow, so we had you on today to talk about a new album. We ended up getting to talk about three new albums, which is really exciting. Raytown, Big Mama, Boom Boom, and then also, of course, Good Timing. That's the joint project from the Knuckles here. One last quick question for you, Rocky. You're not going to be able to tour to promote this, and touring is what you're good at. How are you going to get the word out about Good Timing until you can get back on stage?
Create. We're going to make all sorts of interesting visuals. We'll do. We also worked on something with... the Metro Theater. We're doing this cool play that's animated because we can't tour it. So that's going to be going on. So we'll be, you know, promoting that as well. Just different things, music videos, just content, you know, fun sketches. It'll be a good time.
Well, we would encourage everybody. You can check out the Knuckles on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. There's also a website. We'll get that linked on our website, stlpublicradio.org. And I want to thank you, Rocky Knuckles. Thank you for joining us today.
I want to thank you. Bye, everybody.
And singer Aloha Michaud, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you all. Be safe.
And how about we could all use a little more good vibes. Let's hear a little more good for us.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.